Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you finding that things are advancing in your life and you struggle to keep up with the demands? Well, today I'm going to cover how you can upgrade yourself. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. In my life, there's been times where I've become really, really comfortable and was like, yeah, I'm confident. I feel good about life. And then I'd get an idea to do something, whether that was write a new book or create a podcast or a YouTube channel or start a coaching business or just start a new course or some kind of new venture. And then, yeah, you get that excitement at first. But then suddenly, I would get a little bit overwhelmed. I'd be like, oh my God, who am I to do this? I can't deal with this. It's too much for me. And I realized I was having to operate at a higher level. Fortunately, talking it through with my coach, my mentor, and a couple of other people, it really helped me create that self-awareness within myself that I needed to be looking after myself and upgrading myself even more. And we're going to go into what that is in a minute. Because I had really, really come out of my comfort zone and done a new challenge, I realized I did need to upgrade myself. And what we talk about is upgrading ourselves, is making sure we've got the right amount of self-care, we're looking after ourselves in the right way, because we've got more demands. So I'm going to use a bit of an analogy here, okay? So think about computer systems in perhaps the 90s or even before 2010, the previous two decades before 2010 to 2020. Blimey. I'm just thinking about the decades of my life now. But just because 2010, really, we saw the advance to 2020, technology advanced a lot. But imagine one of the old-fashioned computers, perhaps 2000 to 2010. With all the demands like YouTube, pictures on our phones, and really, really quick internet these days, those old computer systems would not have been able to handle what was required of them. They would have just crashed. Well, the same is with you. If you've got more demands on yourself, but you've got the same system within yourself, and you're not upgrading yourself, you're not learning more things, you're not getting the right help, you're not increasing that self-care, you're not exercising and the right things, you're going to crash as well. And what does that do to your self-esteem and confidence? Well, you start to doubt yourself because you're so exhausted and it starts impacting your moods. It can make you feel a bit down. It can make you feel a bit more anxious and stressed. And we, of course, don't want that for you. So therefore, you need to upgrade yourself and make sure you're getting the right things in place to support you for when you're going for more and more and you're up-leveling. And as you progress through your business or perhaps career, there are going to be more demands. So therefore, it's really important to look after you. So here are some tips that I pulled together from my journey. And just to point out, even at my stage now, as I get more podcast listeners, I get more demands, I get more people emailing me about coaching, I get more people wanting me to go on interviews and things like that. I'm balancing several things. So I realize, and I have to call myself up for it now and then, that I'm actually not looking after myself enough. I'm perhaps not meditating enough. I'm perhaps not having enough downtime. And downtime's really important as well. And that's one of the tips. So the first thing to mention is list what gives you energy and what doesn't. And then try and schedule in more things that give you energy. What really lifts you up and makes you feel good? So for me, I like going for a nice long walk. And sometimes without music, without anything, just in silence. I like going running. I'm quite an extrovert, so But as I mentioned, I used to be really shy of my social confidence, which is another episode altogether. But yeah, I'm quite an extrovert, so I like social time with people. I actually starting to get back into playing my old like PS3, playing some old school games. I like to read, making sure I get time in that because growth makes me feel really, really good. Weirdly, I like to make podcasts and YouTube videos, or maybe not YouTube for a while, but like more videos for social media to talk and express things. That gives me energy. So making sure I've got things like that in really, really is important for me. So think about what it is for you. What gives you energy? What gives you that boost of belief and feeling like you're your real self? Might be completely different from mine, but make sure you're scheduling it into your calendar. If we don't schedule things in, we can easily miss them. The second point is kind of linked to that. It's be realistic. Don't overdo it. You might, there's the danger of the to-do list. We can have so many things on the to-do list that actually we forget about how much they take to do. Now, I'm not saying schedule all of your life, like line by line, every minute by minute, but scheduling blocks out of time to do certain things in your day is going to help. And one bit of advice I found was really useful is to divide your days and your week into your work, your business, maybe your career, your personal time, your downtime. So that may include things like personal growth, but also relaxing. And then your relationship, your time for other people in your life, making sure those kind of things are scheduled in. Don't, you know, say, oh, there's half an hour for me to do that work assignment, and then the work assignment takes 2 hours, because you'll just get stressed from overlapping and going into time. Make sure you're realistic with scheduling your time, and using Google Calendar is what I use. Really simple. Complexity is the enemy of execution and doing things. So make sure you make it as simple as possible. I just use a Google Calendar and schedule in my times and my day. Now, it sounds like it's too much, but I'll tell you what's too much. Overloading yourself with to-do lists and just not getting the things you want to done, and then not scheduling in the right time to look after yourself and make sure you're upgrading yourself, as we're talking about. My third point is, well, we've kind of covered it already, but it's scheduling in that downtime. Make sure you schedule in downtime, or else you will crash. Again, it might be completely different to mine. You might not like walking so much, although getting out in fresh air is something I'd highly recommend you schedule in, because there's so many benefits, whether it's a run or walk or whatever, or a bike ride. And my fourth point is consider hypnosis, or RTT. Why have I brought that in? And RTT stands for Rapid Transformational Therapy, if you're new to hearing about it. It's something developed by a hypnotherapist called Marissa Peer. And this is very much about reprogramming certain beliefs in yourself. Why is it important? Because you might have these old beliefs that are holding you back from advancing to the next level. So if you, and again, the key is becoming self-aware. If you're feeling within yourself, I'm not good enough, then the chances are that you're going to hold yourself back and you're not going to be able to progress as much. So if you find a limiting belief, listening to hypnosis or RTT can really, really help. And it can create a message in the subconscious, which is going to drive your behavior into better behavior. But you've got to do it consistently. I personally listen to it as I'm going to sleep, because it's really good to go into the subconscious then. And then my final point, celebrate and enjoy the moment. There's two things. There's practice. When you're practicing and doing things, you're going to learn them. And it's going to, over time, you're going to build up from repetition a new skill. But there's rehearsal as well. And rehearsal is about practice, but enjoying practice, having fun, celebrating it. And that's going to speed up learning. And by having fun along the way, that's going to make things stick and it's going to make you enjoy it a lot more. So make sure you don't forget to have fun. Okay. You must absolutely level yourself up. Like I said, you can't be an old computer trying to deal with all the new demands that we've got in this day and age. you can't be leveling yourself up in your business and not leveling yourself up internally. You will burn out if you don't, and it will make you miserable. You won't enjoy life. You'll start doubting yourself. You won't have the confidence that you can do something. You must level yourself up. Okay. I was operating like this on, like I said, admittedly, like I'm telling, you know, you need to do this, but I've been there as well. And this is why I speak from experience. I've been leveled myself up in my business, noticed that I needed to care for myself more. I take a step back. I realize, right, what are my habits? What are my routines? What are my rituals? And what do I need to change? What do I need to make sure I am equipped to deal with the new demands in my life? And I've had this. I've spoken to people, not just in coaching, but with people I've talked to, friends and family, whereby they were like, I've reduced my sleep to get in more work. And it's like, but I'm a bit more miserable. I'm a bit more groggy. And it's like, well, you need to up your levels of self-care. You don't need to keep adding in more work. You know, more work's going to come in sometimes, but you need to make sure you're matching it with self-care. You're looking after yourself. You're upgrading yourself. So you need sleep, else your brain's going to get exhausted. And when we've identified this, it's like one example when it's like, actually, I've added in more sleep. Now I feel more productive and I feel better about myself and I'm getting more done. I'm creating momentum. I've got the confidence. And it's really, really a great transition to see. But I could always identify those sabotaging habits before because I've been there and I've worked with many people who have done it. So if you believe you can improve your self-love, your self-care, you really need to upgrade yourself, you're perhaps struggling to operate at a new level, and you're getting challenges in your business or perhaps your career, then don't keep getting into the same old pattern, the same old habits that aren't helping you, that are burning you out and really affecting your self-belief. You don't want to get to the end of your life and be miserable and be like, oh, I was so exhausted working all my life and I didn't progress as far as I could have. You need to start looking at the right habits. Now, you can identify them within yourself, but what's even better is getting an outside perspective, someone with the experience in looking at habits and what works and what doesn't, someone to work with on a one-to-one basis. And that's what I've got within my confidence one-to-one coaching. So if you're this person who really wants to take a step back and look at what they're doing with their life, make sure they're supporting themselves as much as possible, then we can see if you qualify for a spot. All you've got to do is click in the link in the description below and I'll take you through a program, if you qualify, on a one-to-one basis to take control of that self-esteem, that confidence, and make sure you're doing the right habits that are suited for you. You must upgrade yourself or you risk not making progress and overloading the brain and body. So thank you so much for listening today. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family. And give this a rating so we can reach more people together. If you've done so, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence, and I will speak to you soon.